Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Unions representing Fairbanks North Star Borough School District teachers and staff are asking the school board to upgrade workplace safety provisions of their contracts in light of students returning to classrooms beginning next week. The school board considers the issue at a special meeting tonight. KUAC's Robin reports.
Last month, the Board of Education approved a plan for allowing public school kids to re-enter school buildings for in-person learning. They will be phased in. Elementary kids return January 19, middle schoolers on January 25th, and high schoolers February 1st. But the board's plan does not require schools to absolutely follow the CDC's guidelines for masking, social distancing, and hygiene. It asks schools to meet those guidelines only, quote, to the best of their abilities, unquote. That has the Fairbanks Education Association president, Sandra Ryan, concerned about the safety of teachers who could be exposed to the disease.
There's just language that needs to be put into place and remind us of some of the great work that we've already done with the district on protocols in place that unfortunately with the current directive from the school board we'll be hard-pressed to maintain those.
FEA, which represents about 900 local teachers, sent the school board a letter asking to reopen the contract and negotiate clauses about workplace safety. Another letter came to the board from the Education Support Staff Association, or ESSA, that represents about 1,500 non-certified educators in the district. Both organizations, along with the Fairbanks Principals Association, negotiated three-year contracts with the district in 2019. ESSA President Jasmine Atkins-Brown says it will require quick work to negotiate new parts on workplace safety before students show up in 8 days, but she's ready.
We are prepared today to sit down with the district and start those conversations so that on the 19th, when elementary are supposed to start integrating back in, everybody can do that with peace of mind. You know, this limbo land that we're living in right now is hard on everybody.
Atkins-Brown says she'd like to see clauses that would define what employees could expect as the coronavirus moves through their ranks, and what is expected of them if schools are closed temporarily due to high case numbers or staff shortages. If the changes to the contracts are considered significant, they will require a vote of the school board. Tonight's school board meeting starts at 6 p.m., and the board is likely to go into executive session, which is typical for discussing labor contracts. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.